If you've been to a drugstore, you've probably seen a variety of wet wipes on sale. Most do their cleaning and then land in the trash. But one type is labeled flushable. And local water officials say that's a problem for the wastewater system. I'm WAMU reporter Allie Schweitzer with this story about why D.C. is considering a bill that would regulate flushable wipes. Dwayne McCoy is standing on the edge of a terrifying drop. If there weren't barriers here, he could plummet into a mountain of sewage debris.
That's an earthly smell.
McCoy is the wastewater foreman at Blue Plains Wastewater Treatment Plant in D.C. He's looking down at a pile of solids that have been flushed down the toilet but haven't dissolved on their own. Things like dental floss, feminine hygiene products, the occasional diaper, and wipes. Lots of wipes.
Well, we don't recommend baby wipes or the Clorox wipes to actually get into the system.
D.C. Councilmember Mary Che introduced the bill that targets one particular type of wipes, those labeled flushable. She says they're most often used by adults to freshen up their derrieres.
Adults, apparently, are not as comfortable with taking the wipe that they use and throwing it in the trash.
George Hawkins is general manager of D.C. Water. He says these popular cleaning products don't break down very quickly, and they've been giving him headaches for years.
Wipes and the definition or of flushable has been an issue for our industry for some time. Most of these flushable products, so labeled, are not.
That's why Hawkins supports Che's bill. It would require that flushable wipes meet certain standards of flushability or lose their flushable label.
We looked at definitions that come out of the wastewater industries themselves. They have a definition of what's flushable that these products do not meet.
Clean water advocates say only three things should be flushed down the toilet.
Pee, poop, and toilet paper.
That's Cynthia Finley at the National Association of Clean Water Agencies. She says she began getting calls about flushable wipes in 2008. Since then, the products have gotten more popular. And now flushable wipes, in addition to conventional wipes, are being linked to a growing number of sewer clogs across the U.S. and Europe. Finley says under the industry's standard, wipes can be labeled flushable if they break down significantly after 3 hours in sewer conditions. In her view, that is way too much time.
Really, a wipe needs to break apart much more quickly than that in order for it to not cause problems in the sewer system.
Finley wants a nationally enforceable standard of flushability. Instead, the trade association that represents wipes manufacturers created its own standard. Dave Roos is president of the Association of the Non-Woven Fabrics Industry. He says it took a lot of work for his industry to design a flushable wipe.
You think about what a flushable wipe is asked to do. It is really a material science achievement.
Roos's group asked wipes makers to thoroughly test their products for flushability. He says passing the D.C. law would be like using a sledgehammer to kill a fly.
Well, you know it's going to kill a fly, but do you really need a sledgehammer to kill a fly when something less rigorous would do the job and allow a little more freedom in the kind of materials that can be offered to consumers?
Roos's group has been aggressively fighting Che's legislation, placing ads in local papers that call the bill an invasion of bathroom privacy. In a Washington Times op-ed, Roos says the bill would effectively ban flushable wipes in D.C., and that, he says, could lead consumers to use other wipes instead, ones that are even slower to break down.
We think you'll have 50% more baby wipes in the system than they have today, and baby wipes are known to cause problems.
Roos says he wants D.C. Water to work with his industry to find out whether flushables are really causing clogs. According to Finley at the Clean Water Association, the wastewater and wipes industries began to collaborate on flushability guidelines a couple of years ago, but talks stalled. In her testimony to the D.C. Council on the wipes bill, Finley says flushable wipes do exist, they're just not for sale in the U.S. Hawkins says American wipes makers would do well to look abroad.
The answer to the industry is not to say, oh, woe is us. They could easily retool to sell in the United States what is sold in other jurisdictions, which is a wipe that we would agree with them is flushable. And then the problem solved.
In the meantime, D.C.'s wipes bill comes up for a final vote on Tuesday and is expected to pass. I'm Allie Schweitzer.